Lance Tarchione, technical agronomist with the Calvin Asgrow, here with you on WGIL with this week's episode of Ag Talk. This is take three. You don't know that because this is the only one you're hearing. But I messed up the first one. Was partway through the second one and got an alert that the battery was low. Which, when you see that means it has stopped recording. So had to change out the batteries and the recording device, and here we are with take three. So I'm here on a Friday evening in my office, hoping that we get some more rain over the next 24 hours. So far, the forecasted rain amounts for the rain that we received here today on Friday are well short of what we were hoping for. And hopefully we've got more coming our way. There's some on the radar headed this direction, and hopefully it gets here over the night and tomorrow. And we get a good widespread general soaking rain, which is definitely what our crops are looking for. We'll be nice to get some moisture and cool down a little bit. We had a very stressful week for crops, especially earlier in the week. It was we started off the week extremely hot. Sunday was absolutely miserable. Sunday night was awful. Monday was miserable. Monday night was awful. And starting on Tuesday, we got back into some, you know, a little less severe high temperatures. The daytime highs aren't really as stressful as the nighttime highs are. It might surprise you that as long as a crop has adequate moisture, which questionable whether we had adequate moisture this week before we got the rain. So the days were probably a little stressful as well because we were short on moisture. But assuming a plant can get enough moisture to cool itself through the day, you know, 95 and sunny and humid, very, very miserable for you and I, but not so much for a corn plant. But when it's still 85 degrees at 10 o'clock at night, and the lowest it gets at night is 75 or 76 degrees, that is an awful night for crop plants because plants go through photosynthesis during the day in the sunlight, and that's producing, taking sunlight, turning that into sugar or energy that the plant uses to grow and produce biomass or produce grain. And then it goes through a process called respiration at night, which is a process by which the plant burns up energy that it produced during the day. And the more it respires at night, the less it has left to produce yield. So plants would ideally have bright sunshine during the day, plenty of moisture, nice warm temperatures, and then a cool night, and that maximizes the yield potential of particularly corn, but soybeans as well. So the stressful nighttime temperatures that we had earlier in the week were definitely trimming a little bit of potential off the yield potential of our corn crop, and not doing any favors for our soybeans either. So really, what both of our crops are hoping for would be a return to, you know, more moisture and reduction in temperatures, particularly nighttime temperatures, is what will maximize yield from here on out. We've already lost some potential with the excessive amounts of rain that we had in June, and we're going to finish July with about 25% of normal July rainfall. And if I had my choice, I would much rather have a dry June and a wet July. We had just the opposite. We had a very wet June and a relatively dry July. And hopefully we get some more moisture here soon. And we have, you know, maybe more than average moisture in August would be nice if we're not asking for too much. We will we'll certainly be happy with whatever moisture we get. Every little bit helps. So far here on Friday, I've picked up between 3 7/10 on my farms. 7/10 is a lot more helpful than 3, but 3 is a lot better than 0. And there are places that have not really received any rainfall here yet. So I will be thankful for what I got while I'm hoping to get more, if that's not too greedy. We are going to stay relatively cool, which is nice, and there are some more chances of rain in the forecast for next week. So if we can keep the rains coming, keep the temperatures from being excessively hot, that will maximize the potential of the crop. We still have a very healthy crop from a disease standpoint. We do have some crown rot starting to show up, which is a root rot that was, you know, caused by excessive soil moisture and stress in April after planting, and then probably exacerbated by the excessive wetness that we had in the month of June, which was very damaging to the root systems of both corn and soybeans. One of the side effects of too much rainfall is you get soils that don't have any oxygen in them, and it's anaerobic soil conditions, and that's just not healthy for the biology of the soil or the biology of the plants trying to grow in the soil. So not to nerd out on you too much here on agronomy stuff, but you want a moist soil. You don't necessarily want it to be completely saturated, and you want to spread that moisture out over the entire growing season. And, as I've mentioned before, normal rainfall for us in June is about 4 inches. We received in the area anywhere from 9 to 16. And then normal July rainfall is about 4.5 inches. And a lot of people picked up, you know, around an inch, inch and a half. Maybe some areas had 2 to 3. I don't think anybody had, you know, normal July rainfall. And had we been able to get, say, 3 or 4 inches in June instead of 9 to 16, and save some of that rainfall to get in July and August, that would have been nearly a perfect scenario. But obviously, we're not in charge of that, and we take what we get when it comes to the weather. And right now, we're hoping to get some more rain. So I had a lot of stuff going on this week. I did a lot of traveling. I was in Pike County, outside of a little town called Nebo, at a really cool lodge. If you're familiar with the Heartland Lodge outside of Nebo, Illinois, neat place. Went there for a meeting, and from there I traveled over to Champaign. Had a meeting the next day in Champaign. It was an Illinois Soybean Association meeting, and that was where I was fortunate enough to beat out some other candidates and be elected as the newest director on the board of directors for the Illinois Soybean Association. So that's a new venture that I'm getting involved with. I've served on a lot of boards in my life: Farm Bureau, school board, bank boards. Not currently serving on a board until getting elected to this one. So look forward to learning more about that. And each commodity that farmers raise, whether it's wheat or beef or pork or corn or soy, has an organization that represents that crop and interests of the people that are producing that crop. And that would be what the Soybean Association does. They're very involved in a lot of things. All of them, obviously, somehow related to soybeans. But that's going to be a new venture for me that I'm starting into. And then the next day, I was also in Champaign with Dr. Fred Belo, and three of his graduate students joined me on my Ask the Agronomist program, which is my YouTube live program that I do every other week. And we had a great time talking about their research, and they've got a big field day coming up next Thursday. So I'll plug the Crop Physiology Field Day, which is August 6th, which is next Thursday. And if you're looking for a good field day to attend, I would very much recommend finding your way to Champaign-Urbana to the U of I South Farms and take part in Dr. Belo's Crop Physiology Field Day. It's be a lot of great information. They offer a great meal, and always a very very good and very well attended event. So one more thing I want to touch on here on the program today. I'm going to back up to last Saturday. So I don't know how many of you might have been at the Orpheum Theater last Saturday and saw the comedic juggler who put on a amazing show. I was very impressed. Jugglers have always impressed me. I do not have the hand eye coordination to be a juggler. This guy had been, I think he taught himself to juggle at age 12, and he has made a long career and a living out of being not only a juggler, but he's a very good comedian as well. So he's a very witty, very funny, very clever, very entertaining guy, and amazingly fit. You know, if you were at the show, you know what I'm talking about. But this guy is he's almost 10 years older than I am. So I think he said he was 65. You know, he's more spry at 65 than I was at 18. So just a very, very fit, very athletic, and you know he puts a lot of athleticism into his show and his routine. Got a couple guys out of the audience up on stage with him that was pretty funny. Very very cool show. A lot of kids were there, a lot of families were there, a lot of people seemed to really enjoy the show. It was far more entertaining than I expected, frankly. And one thing I want to call out, all of the, you know, every time you go to a show there at the Orpheum, the entertainers who, you know, travel to Galesburg, most of them never been to the Orpheum before. A lot of them have never been to Galesburg before. And they're all just so complimentary and so impressed with the theater. And it is a beautiful theater, beautiful historic building. You know, a lot of people in town, you know, volunteer, and you know, people make donations to keep it going, and it really is kind of you know, one of the crown jewels of Galesburg, and something that, you know, if you appreciate the arts in any way, you know, take in some shows at the Orpheum throughout the season, support their efforts to bring some top notch entertainment to town. And you know, not everything that goes through the theater is something that I would be interested in, but last Saturday night show was really good, and the Hank Williams show that I went to a couple months ago now, that was really good, and I look forward to catching some more things there at the Orpheum throughout the rest of the season. So anyway, hopefully we'll catch some more rain here over the weekend, maybe some more next week. Keep the showers coming. Keep the corn green and growing, and the soybeans green and growing, and getting close. It's hard to believe it's August already. Where has the summer gone? If you got young kids, they're going to be back in school before you know it. Harvest is going to be here before we know it. We're getting close to our field day season, which I really enjoy that time of year, and so lots of stuff going on the farm. Lots of farmers looking forward to harvest, getting ready for harvest, getting equipment ready to go, and anticipating, hopefully, as we always do, a good and productive harvest. So with that, I'll let you go, and everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend. Take care.